This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in September 25th of this year, 2019. We're talking no other than Applio Bioscience Corp. What they are, they're a vertical integrated company focused on the development of science-driven cannabinoid therapeutics and biopharmaceuticals. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol APPB. And with us today is the new CEO of the company, taking its directions, and I think in a great direction, no other than Raymond Urbanski. Ray, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
You know, the last time we were on the show, we talked about the acquisitions and where you guys were going for it. If you would, maybe bring us up to date on the Trace acquisition. Where are we at in that process?
Yeah, yes, certainly. So as I mentioned previously, we felt that the analytics space, the cannabinoid and cannabis analytics space was going to be a good area to be involved in. Unfortunately, the company did not have the bandwidth to sort of execute on a strategy that would have ensured it was successful. So we decided, the board decided that we were going to sell Trace because, as I said, the opportunity to sell it was sort of at its peak. And so we had a few interested parties come in. We actually have one now that has gone through its due diligence. They had a site visit at our facility up in the state of Washington. We're looking to paper this deal sometime within the next few days and have the deal closed probably by the end of this year. The upside to that is it'll bring in, you know, $2+ million in non-dilutive capital into the company, which we can then obviously use for our biopharma division.
Wow, that's exciting. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
I want to switch gears just for a second. I read a press release. You guys brought really a couple of impressive new board members to the board. And if you would, just kind of elaborate on us and bring us up to speed on that.
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, one of the objectives that we had from a corporate standpoint was to build out the board, as well as to build out our scientific advisory board. With the scientific advisory board, we brought in Dr. Judith Corner. She's an MD, PhD from the Columbia University Medical Center in New York. Now, Judy does a lot of work in the obesity metabolic space. She also has a phase one unit there at the hospital. So Judy is going to be pivotal in working with us on some of our assets that we brought into the company since we last spoke. And she also will be the PI more than likely for our phase one study, which we're hoping to get started sometime mid next year. The other addition was Patricia Reggio. Patty is a PhD from UNC Greensboro. Patty does some exceptional work in the cannabinoid space around the receptor and the molecular sort of computer molecular modeling of how to identify candidates that may interact with the receptor the way we want. You know, so with Judy being there from the clinical side, Patty being there from the molecular sort of biology side or molecular chemistry side, I think, you know, we put the pieces in place now to really expand our business. Always keeping in mind that Martin Schroeder is also on the SABS, as James Mulay. So I think we have a really top-tier group right now.
You know, one thing that I wanted my listeners to know about your company, you guys have an array, an assortment of CBD products. Where are we at on that division? And just kind of bring us your thoughts on your strategy and where do we go from here?
Certainly. So, you know, when you look at our, we call it the Applied Products Division, and that's our consumer CBD-facing business. You know, when you look at the revenue year over year, we've seen significant growth in that business, but it's still not where it should be. So the board, after careful consideration of all our available options, we decided it was probably in the best interest of the company and its shareholders to, and I'll use the term spin it off, our Applied Products business. This will allow us to focus all of our time and energy and sort of capital on the applied biopharma business, which we think is really where the value is. So right now we're looking at several strategic opportunities on how we're going to do this with Applied Products. Now, we can spin it off. We can roll it into a new co with other assets that are out there or partners. Or we can do an outright sale. So right now, I don't know exactly which one of these avenues we are going to go down. But we're looking to target early next year to do whatever we're going to do with Applied Products.
Update on the assets and deals for Applied Biopharma. Again, like you said, you got two divisions, the CBD division and then the biopharma. Where are we at on that process?
Applied Biopharma is a biotechnology company that's focused on the development of synthetic agonists and antagonists that target the endocannabinoid system, and specifically the G-protein-coupled receptors that are associated with that system. And that's important because the G-protein-coupled receptors are probably the most widely targeted receptors for therapeutic options. And to date, there's over 134 drugs that have been approved globally that generate several billions of dollars in revenue. So what we've done is we've developed partnerships with leading academic and research institutions, and we have exclusively licensed, patented, synthetically derived molecular candidates that basically target these endocannabinoid system, G-protein coupled receptors, as I mentioned. And this includes the CB1 and CB2 receptor that people may be familiar with. And here we're going to target, you know, metabolic syndrome. That's type 2 diabetes, yep. Obesity, and fatty liver diseases, your listeners may know, are very prevalent, especially in the U.S. And we're also looking at inflammatory diseases like pulmonary inflammation, vision loss following traumatic brain injury, or any type of ischemic reperfusion injury. And this could be after acute kidney injury or something as an acute myocardial infarction, or an MI, as we call it. We believe that Applied Biopharma's core competency in identifying unique therapeutic opportunities and really moving them through these drug candidates through human clinical trials, that's where we're really going to add value. And that's why I said earlier we've decided to sell trays and then do something strategically with Applied Products and then focus all of our energies and efforts as well as our capital into the Applied Biopharma business.
Company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is Applied Biosciences Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol APPB. Ray, before I let you go, I give you the closing arguments there. Is there anything that we didn't touch upon that you would like to illustrate to your stockholders and my listeners?
Yeah, so I would say, like, I think every time we have this call, every 4 or 5 weeks or so, I think, you know, we continually make progress in what we want to do from a strategic standpoint. I think we certainly have now the focus of where the company is going to go. We have some very, very nice assets that we've pulled into the company. We will most likely be in the clinic by sometime next year, which is really an opportunity for people who've invested in the company to see some real inflection points on where the company goes and the valuation associated with it.
Well, sir, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. It is always a pleasure to have you on the show. I wish you nothing but the best out there. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days, give myself and the listeners an update on what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.